Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or they can go online and listen at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, some people want to go back and review the series, the past series, and I want you to be able to go back for a limited time because there are going to be some changes. You got to know that things are always changing. If it ain't changing, it ain't growing. And so you want to go back for right now and be able to go to successwithnicola.com and listen to the past Power Start calls. Now, on today's call, this series, I think that you're definitely going to want to go back and listen. You're going to have to listen up a few times because we're on the new series, Pay Up, because financial independence don't come free. Financial independence don't come free. You have to realize there's stages to everything. There are stages to everything. There are levels to everything. And on this series, I'm sure because of what we have to cover, I have to go deep into this right now because it's so much in this area here that I believe that many people have never really understood this law, this principle of sowing and reaping. And you not need to know that the level of investment determines the level of your harvest. The level of investment determines the level of your harvest. So we're going to have two scriptures, and I'm going to read both, but we're only going to go deep into one on today, and we're going to flow over on tomorrow because I want you to be able to read ahead for this scripture. I need your spirit and I need your mind to be really ready for what God has to teach us in this area of sowing and reaping. So before we go to the Lord, I want you to go ahead and turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, as well as 2 Corinthians. You're going to be going 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. So you can put your finger, put your pen on it, put your bookmark in here. Because I hear people say they understand this principle, but what comes out of their mouth is nothing short than what's in their mind, what's in their beliefs. And there are some distorted beliefs about this law, the principle. And so we need God to help us to understand what exactly does he mean about taking our spot at the top. What exactly is the sowing that's required to do that? You're going to let yourself off the hook. You're going to have a whole different thought process, a renewed mind about what is required to sow so you can reap the freedom that you desire, the freedom you've been looking for. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you have made. What a joy, what a gift to be here in the land of the living. We're thankful, oh Father God, that you've given us another opportunity to get it right. The fact that we opened our eyes, that is a miracle. And we thank you for that. We come before you humbly but boldly before your throne, making the petitions made known because you have given us the authority, the permission to do so. On this day, we're asking, oh, Father God, to let your Holy Spirit reign here. Let him take full reign over Power Start Your Day as your servant decrees that you may increase, that your children, oh, Father God, who hunger and thirst for more, that they will be filled up on this day, but not filled up so that they can walk around full, but so that they can let themselves out, pour themselves out on the people out there who need their help, who need their assistance. We're thanking you, oh, Father God, that we're beginning to understand what are all these wondrous gifts that you've given us, that each day it's only for us to equip your saints. It's only for us to further your work. It's only for us to build your kingdom. We're thanking you, oh, Father God, that we are in a business that we can bring you in and we don't have to put you out. We don't have to try to fit in. We're so grateful for network marketing that we are truly free to speak the truth about you. Now, many people may not be using that freedom, but we're grateful for your sons and daughters on the line on today who believe that you are the one that's the giver of the wealth. You're the one that gives the ability to gain the wealth, and we're willing to do what it is that you've said from the beginning of time that's required, the sowing and the reaping, the laws that will never get old. We're grateful, Father God, that we're learning more about that. We're knowing what to do with it. And we're ready to execute. We're ready to move forward by full force to do great exploits in your name. We'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. When we walk up in the spot, they'll know who sent us. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are those called out ones, your peculiar people who will carry forth not only your words, but also your works. And we know that requires faith. So as we're going from faith to faith, I ask that you will continue to let this word fall not on unfertile ground, but fertile ground that will now reap in harvest, not for just today, but for tomorrow and forevermore. We're grateful. We honor you and we bless your holy name and seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's move here quickly to the word of God, so that we can understand a little bit more about sowing and reaping. And so when we first go to Galatians 6 and 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Okay, put the pen right there for a moment. Put the pen right there for a moment, and he's telling you, stop playing, don't be deceived, don't fool yourself, that God is really running the show, even though you think you are, even though you think the enemy is, God is really running the show. And he said, I won't be mocked because I can see everything, I know everything. I know your moves before you make them. But I still give you the choice to make whatever move you choose. My word is supposed to influence your move to make moves that will now summons me. Give me no other choice but to give you what I've always had for you before you were formed in your mother's womb. But if you make the wrong moves, it's your choice. I can't change my laws, my principles just for you. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to go with verse 6 right now. Tomorrow we're going to go deeper into 6 through 8. But 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, the point is, I'm reading the standard version. The point is, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Okay, so the first one said, hey, listen, stop playing games. My name is God. You got to keep it 100 with me all the time because I already know 100% of what's going on. And whatever you put in, I can only give it back to you according to what you're putting in. And then now 2 Corinthians goes in and said, now this is the point. Whoever, meaning God is no respecter of person. It doesn't matter what your past is in network marketing. It doesn't matter what you were doing back then. Now, mind you, what you did back then may keep maybe showing up. It's part of your harvest right now. But the law of sowing and reaping never stops. It's continuous. It's a law. Some people will be thinking that they can trick the law. How can you trick the law? They call it old school, old fashioned. When we tell you, listen, do your daily method of operation. Stay close to the system. Just continue to build. And they call it old fashioned. Laws cannot be old fashioned. They were working then. They will still work now. Just like principles will never get old. You might be able to innovate. Find a way to accelerate. But you cannot discount laws or principles because they will always work. I need you to know that in the years before Christ, they called it BC. The law of gravity worked. What went up went down, came down. They threw something up in the air, it came down. We in 2018 at the time you listen to this. If you throw a ball up in the air, what is it going to do? Come down. The law of sowing and reaping says, listen, whatever goes in is going to come out. Now, the thing of that may trip you up is that with the law of sowing and reaping, it may not work as quickly as gravity because sometimes your harvest appears to be delayed. So much so that people will forget what they sowed in, forgetting that it got to come out. Okay, so I want you to grab that one for a moment. You've been sowing in your business, and you've been sowing and sowing, and now for these, you got a few people now. I'm going to talk to the ones who are doing it right. But because you're seeing so many things going on around you, you were not there during that sowing period of those people you're watching who are now reaping. You weren't there during their sowing time. So now you're looking at their reaping time, and you're comparing it to your sowing time. And so now you're sowing and sowing, and you're like, okay, well, when am I going to reap it? And now all of a sudden, here come all these things happening with you. I'm a prime example of that. I've been in this industry now. It's going to be 10 years coming up soon. And on the journey, all I did was continue to sow and sow and sow and sow and sow and sow and sow. And yes, I was able to reap financially early, but that is not the true reaping. The true reaping is fulfillment. The true reaping is even gratitude. Because some people can't even have gratitude for what they do have, so God can't even give them any more. And so now, in my harvest time, people are comparing my harvest time with their sowing time. They may think like, oh, okay, I know what she knows. I know, but they weren't there during my sowing time. You didn't know me back then. You didn't know me during the sowing, even during the storms. Most of you guys, when it's sowing time and it starts raining, you say, oh, I don't have my umbrella. Oh, I can't go get my hair wet. Oh, I can't get my shoes dirty. But I was still sewing. I sew no matter if somebody looking or somebody ain't looking. Some of you guys now, we have the ones who are the sewers, but you only sew in public. In private, you ain't doing nothing but sitting on your couch, scrolling through your phone, pressing like, reposting. All you doing. But you're not out there sowing into nobody's life. All you want to do is reap. All you want to do is suck up everything that's going to motivate you, inspire you. You're not pouring it out on anybody, but you expecting a harvest. You've been gathering and collecting information and training all this time, but you ain't using none of it. That's still sowing. You think, okay, well, I sold my time. But you got to sow your grind, baby. You got to sow your grind. You got to go out there and do whatever it takes. When you look in the book of Luke, there is another scripture that's telling you that, listen, God ain't going to give it to you. He's going to give it back to you the same measure that you gave it out. So if you gave it out lukewarm, guess what he said he'd do? He spit it out. It ain't good enough. So are you not seeing a harvest from that half-stepping DMO you doing, that half-stepping stuff you're doing? You can't even do every single step. You don't even want to do a checklist. You don't even want to take nobody else through a checklist, but you want to reap a harvest through the people who do it right. Finish what they start. You know a half-baked cake don't taste the same as a cake that stayed in the oven the proper amount of time. God said, don't try to trick me. You ain't that smart. Because if you was, you wouldn't try to trick me. You wouldn't try to put it out there like I'm doing everything. Are you doing everything? That's called a generalization. Are you really doing everything you can do? Are you really doing all that you can do? No such thing. Because majority of us don't even know our potential because we haven't tapped into the power to know what potential we have. We have not begun to. You can't even consistently show up somewhere every single day without wavering. You think that it's okay to have an excuse to not show up consistently. But you want to reap a harvest for the folks who have. Now today, family, it's time to get real. You got to get real every day. We're talking about God. It don't matter. You might as well show him the ugly first because he already seen it. You can't try to look cute for him. It does not matter. He know all about it. He know all about you rolling your eyes, you getting all upset. He know all about you saying, who she talking to? Who she think I'm talking to? I'm a man. Who she think she checking? Okay, guess what? It ain't me, baby. It's not me. I hadn't even finished my dang old cup of coffee. When Trina started singing, Power Start Your Day, I had to put the coffee down. Interruption. This is a program interruption right here. God is saying, wake up and stop playing with me. If you want to reap the rewards of your hard work, you got to start sowing some more hard work. Let's take some evaluations on today. How much have you been investing? Your media strategy, learning what you need to do to catch up with the times. How much have you been investing in expanding your network? How much have you been investing in making your calls? How much have you been investing in even your follow-up? How much have you been investing in your team? All you're doing on the other side is you reaped. Somebody's done it for you. Somebody's giving you and showing you the way. Well, how many people are you showing the way? How many people are you showing the way? Give a number. Go down your back office and say, how many people am I touching? How many people am I helping on a regular basis? Then now, guess what? It says, so as you sow, so you reap. So if you're only sowing into your own team, only expect the harvest that is proportionate to that. You're going to run into a brick wall. Why don't you start sowing into something that you believe ain't going to help you or you believe that you're not going to profit from? The sowing and reaping law never stops. It's continuous. So if you sow in a larger capacity, guess what you're going to do? You're going to start reaping in a larger capacity. Oh, I'm too busy. I was doing a three-way for my other person. That's why I'm not helping nobody else. That's why I'm not sowing into the team. That's why I can't do anything beyond what I'm thinking that is directly connected to my own check. Guess what? Sowing and reaping law see you all the time. Guess what God also sees? Them thoughts you sowing. He sees it all. Those thoughts you sowing, smiling in their face, but that ain't exactly how you feel in your heart. He sees that. He sees it all. I'm just going to get what I can get from her, but I don't really care for her that much. He hear you. I don't want to do all that. It don't take all that. He see you. Oh, boy. We about to open up this call. Ain't no way this Nikki talking, babe. I can assure you that. I can assure you that I had to do an about face taking Kaylin to campus. And oh, Lord, I don't have enough time. Let me turn right back around. Let's open up 757-218-8502. We are talking about sowing and reaping. We need to take inventory. because Ms. Jackson can't give you your success. The one who gives it sees all. Good morning, 757-8502. You ready? Good morning. All right, we got to move on. 770, last 42552. You ready? Good morning. Okay, y'all pressing the queue early, but we got to be ready to talk. 407, last 45119. Are you ready? Good morning.
I'm ready. Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Oh, my gosh, the board is lit up like all the way down. Wow. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. This is Tamika from Orlando. Listen, on this call this morning, listen, the Holy Spirit is, woo, listen. Wow. I just want to thank you so much, Lady Nicola, for your true teaching and preaching. The Holy Spirit is on it this morning. On it. Mm-hmm. On it.
Holy Spirit said, I see you, boo. Don't play with me. I'm going to pull the covers off. I'm pulling the covers off of everything. I'm pulling the covers off just so you can be better. It ain't to destroy you. It ain't to embarrass you. It's so that you can come into your real self. My God. Tamika, God bless you, baby. Let's keep rocking on. 609-2210. Good morning. Sowing and reaping is what we're talking about this morning. We taking inventory. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. You are on fire this morning. I love you. I love you. I love you. This is David Leach out of Philadelphia. And
hey.
If I was asleep, you woke me up, and as well as everybody else, I'm sure, this morning, because I love your truth, that you don't sugarcoat it. You actually tell it how it is, and it's a lot of things that we need to hear. It's like we always want to reap the rewards, but we don't want to put in the work. So that's all I had to say. Keep up the great work with your leadership and your mentorship. I love you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Holy Spirit said, we're going to talk about entitlement on tomorrow. He says, you know, it ain't enough. We got to open them up first on the law of sowing and reaping before they could understand and see, do they have an entitlement attitude about what is mine that I choose to give according to who play by my rules. 512, last 41158. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Sherry out of Texas. And this is my first time calling in. I just want to tell you that you are talking to me today. You really stepped on some toes today. Thank you, God, for using Nicola. I really, really appreciate you. And the, God, why am I getting so emotional? I appreciate you and the time that you are sowing into our embetterment, if that's a word. So I just... I just had to jump on today and let you know that God is really speaking to me through you this morning, and I appreciate you so much.
I love to hear the first-time callers who come in the queue, because you know what? That is, I'm telling you, those are characteristics of a champion. You don't have to sit back and say, I'm new. We are not in school where the teacher is going to get upset that you raise your hand. You're not the new kid on the block. God already knows what he has called you to do. Everyone is welcome. We have no respect of person here. Power Start Your Day. 585-3073. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you today?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
Good morning. This is LaSanta Evans calling in from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I have been listening to you for about the last 2 weeks. I'm new to the business, and every day I get on this call, I promise you, you are speaking to me. You talked about being lukewarm, and my pastor talked about picking a side. You have to choose what side you're on. And, you know, every day I got excuses. I'm new. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't like to go and talk to people, you know, and I've always said that I wanted to help people. I love helping people. I love the feeling that I get when I help people. And I had another plan, and maybe that plan is not over, but it's not right now. So I just thank you. You motivate me every day. I get up and, you know, I'm trying to keep pressing towards the mark. And I hear everybody talk about how, you know, I got in and, you know, I was kind of weary and I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And every day I'm trying. But you give me the motivation every day. I'm like the last lady. I'm starting to get emotional because I know that this can work. I see that you all are everyday people. You are so easy to talk to, and you guys just tell it like it is. So I appreciate everything that you do. I will listen to you from this day forward. I'm trying to get other people to get on the call. I'm like, I don't care what you're doing. Just get up. You are the first thing. I make sure that I get up and listen to you every morning. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thanks for
God
the motivation.
Bless
thank
God you bless you. I can tell you right here, right? You want to turn, remember we trained you. You want to turn that motivation into habits. You want to turn it into habits. That's where you begin to see your breakthrough. I'm here looking, and I saw the video that I did with Mr. Eric Worry on yesterday, and right now it's up to 54,200 views, 54,200 views of people saying, oh my Lord, this was so real. Your passion is so real. The way, and I'm saying, listen, guys, that's God. Do you know that people are hearing God because God is in places, I'm taking them in places where people don't want them. And so they're like, oh my gosh, what is that? Who is that? It's God saying, wake up. There's still time for you to do big, big, big things. My daughter, Nicole, is not the only one I want to do big things through, but I'm looking for somebody with pure heart, clean hands. I'm looking for somebody who will say, stop playing, stop being so fake about it. Stop pretending that you're really for me and my people, but you're only for yourself. I'm looking for some more folks like that. 4 and 718, last caller, 4177, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning.
Well, I'm sitting here feeling like you just woke me up. And I'm very emotional. This call has touched me in a way that no other call has, and I've been on a lot of your calls, most of your calls, since I started. And what you're saying this morning just resonated with me. And you know, you think you're doing everything you can do. I mean, I believe that. And this morning I started feeling like, oh, I'm not giving it all I can give. You said something about you gotta be all out. And I don't think I've been playing all out. I thought I was, but right now I don't believe I have been. So that's going to change. And I just have to thank you so much for today. Like every day I hang up from this call and I think about it. And I usually go back and listen to it again. And today I think I'm going to listen to it a few times because this message is the foundation. If you want to go out there and make it happen, you've got to have this foundation for you to have and be all you can be. So I thank you so much.
I love you, Barbara. It's time to turn it up. You need to turn up
I
the
love
heat.
You.
It takes
yes,
some
it
energy,
is.
Baby. I'm telling you guys, it takes some energy. It takes some energy. You say, well, I don't talk as loud as Nicola. But listen, God know when it's your all because it's coming from your belly. It ain't just coming from your head. It ain't coming from your mouth. It's coming from the inside. This is an inside job. So many people are staying so on the facade of what success looks like. It looks like I'm moving and shaking. But I'm standing still and I'm expecting the same harvest. But God said, you can't trick me. Peace out, guys. I love you. Let's make it happen. We got to take this to a larger platform here. People say they can't get in, can't get in, can't get in. We got to change that. All right, guys, I love you. Let's go make it happen. You want to go back on both of those scriptures so you come tomorrow ready. You want the harvest, you want to reap, and you want it to last because, see, even some people think they trick it and God will, like, give them some grace. You're getting a little something. You got a half right, but you still trying to trick the system. You still trying to play games. Eventually, he's going to pull the rug from under you and pull the cover off. However, get it right. Keep it tight. Bless you.